Faulkner Trucking.
Hey, is Ron in by chance?
Yeah, I'm asking to call him, please.
Yes, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
1 second, please.
Thank you.
To pick up or deliver. Dave, look to Faulkner Trucking, a full-service dry van trucking company with our own fleet of trucks. When we return to your call, please be sure to ask about driver and owner-operator employment opportunities. Thank you for choosing Faulkner Trucking, where our number one attraction is customer satisfaction.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing good. I was just following up on that voicemail you left me yesterday.
What are you guys trying to do here now? I mean, you guys loaning equipment or what? I mean,
So I was just calling you. You had been pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250,000. So I was just trying to touch base with you and kind of see if you were maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or if there was some projects you had coming up and you maybe needed some additional capital to kind of back you.
What do you guys use for collateral on something like this?
Well, on the working capital side, there is no collateral. It's unsecured cash, so it's going to be mostly based off of your sales. We're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line. So was it more on the capital side that you were looking to take?
Well, I don't know. I just listened to your voicemail yesterday, and you know, I get calls every day, which you mentioned that. I mean, I was just trying to figure out how you guys, because we have a line of credit.
Is that through Celtic Bank still, or did you guys? Yeah.
No, that's the Celtic Bank.
Okay. Have you used up a lot of that line of credit, or did you still
got them? They work off our receivables.
Oh, okay. I see.
I don't know. I don't know how much you know about trucking, but trucking's been slow here the last year.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to a few. I've talked to a few, and they were saying between the oil prices and kind of the election year that they've been having that some of them have been struggling. That's what I've been hearing.
There ain't a trucking company in the world that's not struggling. I mean, even the big guys' quarterly profits are down double digits.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of them have been switching from, like, net 30s, and they've been pushing them back to almost net 60s and 90s, too, so they've been waiting longer to get paid as well.
So we're doing all right. This year on our net profit, we haven't showed a profit yet on our net, but we have on our net. You know how that shit works. And then everything back into your net profit. That's just, you know, I was just curious in case we ever needed something.
Yeah.
But it would consist of doing this. We're not buying any equipment. That's all equipment buying is on hold.
Okay.
Until this thing breaks, we have trucks sitting with our driver just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine not too far from where I'm at, has 85 trucks. He's got 25 plus set with no drivers.
Wow.
So, it's rough.
It's that drastic. Wow, I didn't know it was that much.
Last year we done 100 and well night. I was on their website looking at trucks because I check values quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I have never in my life since I've known Knight, since they started selling equipment out to the public, they have about 460 trucks for sale. They have never had that many trucks for sale at one time. So what
I mean,
they're selling equipment and they're not and Class 8 truck sales is down 60%. So people are not buying equipment. They're running their older equipment out, and then if they don't have drivers for it, they're getting rid of it.
Yeah. Are the prices on those trucks going down as well, or are they still trying to charge the same amount?
For new equipment, equipment is staying because the way it's built. Used equipment truck market has really the values have really dropped.
Wow.
Because there's a couple of deals with that is one because driver shortage, so people selling equipment they're flooding the market.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, all the new technology, the 07 and the 07 technology and 2010 technology has hit the used truck market. So that's one reason there's so many factors in this. That's one reason the new sales has dropped because people are buying older equipment, but also the used truck market is flooded because because of the driver issue. We have 5 trucks that with no drivers ourselves. We're only a 50 truck operation.
Wow.
Of course, we got some guys off of medical, but here or there. But that hurts. You know, if you got 5 trucks that, and that hurts your revenue.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's 10% of your whole fleet right there.
Our physical year just ended June 30th. Fiscal year June 30, 2015, we done $165,000 net profit.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're $9,000 in the red in our net.
Oh wow, that is huge difference.
That's because of freight volume.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
we're seeing it start to turn now a little bit, but I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know whether we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, but I don't know whether it's a train going to hit its head on or not.
Yeah. You don't know if it's a good kind of light. Do you maybe have an email? That way you have my information. One of the perks here at Cardiff, the approval process here is only about 24 hours. So if something does come up, you know, some projects do hit your business, stuff starts ramping back up again, we can get you an answer fairly quick on what programs and rates you would qualify for. And once you are approved, it's good for 90 days. So it would be good information.
What if we wanted to, and you know as good as I do how banks are as far as loaning money.
Oh, yeah.
Most everybody's going to secondary markets as of, you know,
uh-huh.
And I don't like dealing with the banks anyway.
Well, no. You, when you deal with those, the first parties, they're going to take months to respond. They're going to usually not be able to get you even close to what you're looking for. And the terms and conditions are just almost outrageous.
So with you're saying we're pre-qualified, what does that, I've heard...
Yes. Yes.
And usually it's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
I've been a long time.
I'm sure you've heard it 100 times. The pre-approval here is just based off of the good lending history that you had at Celtic, and mm-hmm. you currently have that, as well as your DMB credit profile. So it's just based off your lending history, the credit of the company, whether that's good, bad, or somewhere in the middle.
Our credit's excellent.
Okay, if your credit's excellent, then you'll probably for sure qualify for our top tier programs that we have here, but the pre-approval is that standard. We're not going to just call any random company. We want to work with companies that have a good lending history, that have a good track record, because we are a relationship bank. A lot of our customers are repeating. So, and once you do begin doing business with us, about halfway through your loan that you do take, we offer refinancing, lower terms, better programs, and that's usually what attracts most of our customers. I know you said you don't really have much of a need at the moment, but
let's just say I need a financial bridge to
mm-hmm.
get it.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people use us for, is to get through these kind of rough times here on the capital side, because it is unsecured. You don't have to put up any collateral. You can use it for whatever you really want to do for the business, whatever you see fit. And the terms are usually anywhere from about 3 months to 36 months. So they're a little bit shorter terms, but
on your average. Interest rate on something like this, what is it usually run, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, the rate itself is just going to depend what you look like on paper and what it is you're looking for.
I understand all that. What's the average rate, do you think?
I can't give you a number on that just because I don't want to throw a number at you and we get you approved and
I'm not that way.
Yes.
If I wanted to pinpoint you down, I'm asking you what the average rate is.
Yeah, I mean, it starts roughly around 10 cents on the dollar, mm-hmm. give or take. It sounds like your credit's good. How long have you guys been in business for?
I've been in business since 1988.
1988. So, yeah, you got a good track record on the credit.
I've probably been in business as long as you've been on the earth.
Yeah, you got me by just a few years. But, your credit's good. You've been in business a long time. What were your sales like last year? You said they were, was it $165,000 were your sales, or is that what you net?
No, that was our net.
Yeah, what were your sales?
Last year we 7.4.
Okay.
This year we're probably about 6.4. We dropped about $1 million.
Okay. So based on the sales that you did last year, 7.4, I mean, we're able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of that. So, I mean, if you are looking for a bridge, maybe to cover some payroll or any prior debt that you have, it's definitely something we could help you out with. And, I mean, the big three here are going to be sales, credit, and time in business. And you got all three, and they all look great. So, I mean, I could send you this application here. I also have a senior rep here if you'd like to get more into detail for what we can do for you. It's definitely something that you could probably benefit from. And the process itself is fairly quick. We can get you an answer within about 24 hours once we get the paperwork.
What all do you need from us, Tyler? Are you going to need all the financials and everything?
We just need, it's a simple one-page application. It'd be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. And once we get that in, I can transfer it over to underwriting and usually get you an answer within about 24 hours. And if you agree to the programs and terms that you did qualify for, we can get you funded in just about another 24 hours as well. So the process is actually very quick here.
So what's the least amount you guys loan?
I mean, we wouldn't lease. I think the $100,000 sales marker is the least amount. So the least on that would be around 10 grand. I've seen fewer lower than that, but I mean, with the 7.4 million. Yeah, you could.
Now the $7.4 million was ending June 30th of 15.
Okay. Okay.
So that's kind of that. I mean, I'm a very honest guy. Some people say I'm too free with my figures, but trying to shit somebody ain't gonna fucking work.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I'm brutally honest myself. It may get me in trouble sometimes, but
yeah,
I'd rather be honest than have to hide stuff. So, but no, it definitely.
I want to deal with people. If I deal
exactly.
with people, they're telling me the freaking truth up front, and I won't waste your time by blowing smoke up your skirt because it ain't worth none of our time.
I agree with you, Ron. Do you have a good email here? I could shoot you the offer here with the application attached, and it'll have everything listed that we would need.
Yeah, I can look at it and see. I'm not sure. I just kind of want more to see what your criteria was. I mean, we may need a bridge that
mm-hmm.
helps us get our we got license fees and stuff coming up. We've had to pull
okay.
some money out of our savings to offset some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to use your own capital, that's definitely something you might want to consider. I have Sam here if you'd like to see more of the details that you would want to go into with the bridge loans, stuff like that, that might help you out. He's actually been listening to this conference.
Why don't you send me some information?
Okay, what's a good email for you?
Just ron@FaulknerTrucking.com, FaulknerTrucking trucking, all one word, .com.
Okay, .com, okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you the information here. I'll maybe follow up. When's a good time maybe to follow up? Maybe next week or 2 weeks from now?
I want to look at it. See, I'm not even sure. You know, we really don't need anything right now. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I need to get it's been on my mind with our revenue being down.
Yeah.
I know we're gonna have some expenses coming up.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said,
we had to pull some of the money out.
Mm-hmm.
We had to back for this. So
yeah.
There's some other stuff in operation. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. If this is coming up anytime in the next like 90 days, like I said, we can even get you approved, and it's good for 90 days. So it's just probably some good information for you to have in the back pocket when that stuff comes up. You know, this might not be something you want to do last minute and cram it.
And you guys do the term loans anywhere from 60 to 36 months? I mean, anywhere from 60 days to 36 months or something like that? 90 days.
It was three months to 36 months, yeah, on the working capital.
But you said something about refinancing it?
Yeah, however long the term you choose, halfway through, you can choose to refinance it. As long as you make your payments and you're on time, you'll qualify for lower rates, better terms, and it only gets better from there.
So right now your interest rate is approximately, it could be higher, it could be lower, I understand that part of it, approximately
mm-hmm. 10%. Yeah, 10 cents on the dollar, and like I said, you said you got good credit, you've been in business a long time, you got great sales, so you're going to qualify for our best programs. It's just going to be a matter of when you choose to do this process, and if you and you like the terms. And like I said, we're not going to shove anything down your throat. I mean, if it doesn't make sense, if it doesn't make sense for the business, definitely we're not going to push it on you. But it might be some good information for you to have in the back pocket when.
Whatever I decide to do something, it takes me a long, I dissect every inch of it. I have some good deals on equipment because of that, but.
I'm not a jump.
I just don't jump at an opportunity sometimes because, you know, sometimes it'll bite you in the ass.
Neither one of us
can get bitten in the ass.
More often than not, the world we live in, it is going to bite you in the ass. So you definitely want to look through the whole process here, but
do you guys do other trucking companies too, or?
Yeah, I've actually been dealing with trucking companies the last week or two here. There's been a lot of need for exactly what you were saying, just kind of these bridge loans to get through this tough time that they've been having this year, especially the summer with this oil prices. That's been the big thing for them lately. So, this is definitely something we specialize in.
You guys deal with small people, big people, average people. What's some of your varieties in your clientele as far as their sales? Anywhere from...
Yeah, here. Let me pull up here some of these companies I've been talking to and tell you what they've been working with. A lot of them are anywhere from like the 500,000 to, I'd say, maybe the 5 million range is about the average there. There's a few that are a little bit lower, a few that are pushing more close to 5 to 10 million, but that 1 million to 5 million is usually the average with these trucking companies. So it's probably, I would say, maybe a little bit on the small to medium size companies that we're dealing with, but you're definitely in the upper tier here for the trucking companies that I've been talking to.
Where are you guys out of, Tyler?
We're out in San Diego, right next to La Jolla area.
So no personal guarantees on this money either?
What do you mean by that?
Well, do I have to sign any personal guarantees on the money? Or is it just the company?
What do you mean in relationship to...
Some lenders want Ron Faulkner to sign a personal guarantee for the money for Faulkner Trucking, whatever it might be. And I don't like doing them. So
yeah, I don't believe we do that. I could double check with you.
Double check when you get a chance and let me know.
And can you just repeat the email again? When I backed out of the screen to look it up, it deleted it. So I just wanted to make sure I had that.
It's just Ron, R-O-N, at FaulknerTrucking.com.
At Faulkner Trucking. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
How long you been working for the company, Tyler?
Over here at Cardiff.
Yeah. Well, how long? Yeah. How long you been in the lending business? Maybe that'll be the question.
Well, I'm actually just in my second month here. I transferred over from the customer service department, so I've been here a little while. But the loan sides, I'm still fairly new to. I mean, I have a strong finance background, so I've got a broad spectrum.
And have you done some loans already yourself, Tyler?
Correct. Yeah, I've had a few under my belt. So, but like I said, I'm fairly new to the process. I won't sit here and lie to you about that. But, and like I said, I got Sam here, who's my senior rep here too. So if you'd like to call back maybe at a later time, or he can maybe go into more depth for what we can offer you, and just give you more of a realistic.
Maybe what you can do is kind of fill him out what we've discussed. See what some of his and yours idea are.
Okay.
And then send me the information on what's going on. You know, I don't know if we're going to need it or not, but it's good to maybe have something in place.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean, Tyler?
And if something does come up, like you said, you're not sure, we can get you approved, and it's good for 90 days. So you don't have to take it right then and there. You know, if what you thought was going to happen doesn't end up happening, by all means, you can just not agree to the terms, and you can go back to just doing your business. But it'll be good information and a good base for you to have if something does come up. So But I'll talk to Sam. I'll go over what we discussed and send you some details here in the email for what we can do for you. And I'll maybe follow back up next week if I don't hear back from you by then. And then
do that and talk with Sam. If he gets any information or whatever, give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to understand is that I get these calls every – my calls are screened real hard. So maybe you're going to give me a call. Maybe you shoot me an email to tell me you're going to be calling where I can tell them I'll take the call.
Okay. Sounds good, Ron.
You know what I mean, pal? What I mean?
Definitely. Okay, definitely.
Buddy. Okay, do some snooping around with your supervisor there and kind of let me know what you guys think about it.
Will do. Hopefully we'll be in touch soon, Ron, and I'll send this email over here in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay, Tyler. Thank you very much, pal.
I appreciate your time. Hopefully we talk soon.
Okay, pal.
Bye.